Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This may sound harsh, but I don't really care what you think. I don't know what the Bible says, okay? When you say, I understand, I can appreciate what you think, but really, we don't go by on each other's opinions. When I think of that, Dr. Rick Adams, his wife just passed away. Did I tell you June Adams passed? June Adams passed a couple weeks ago. And Doc Adams was my Bible teacher. I love Doc Adams, one of my favorite guys. He passed a few years back. And he said this, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink. So when somebody gives their opinion, I understand, but really, what does the Bible say? And that's what happens when heresies prop up. Well, here's what I think, you know. That's why you get different viewpoints in a church. And by the way, it can become very dangerous in a church. That's why churches split over different, sometimes, let me just pause right here. They split more on personalities than they do doctrine. I'll say that. Church splits come mainly from personalities, you know, because they're fighting amongst each other. But it does take place in some churches. They would split over church doctrine because somebody has brought something in that's contrary to what they've been taught, what they've been taught. Some people start follow that, and well, they leave that church and they start another church right down the road called Unity Baptist or something. I think that's kind of funny. You get the point, you know, or whatever, Unity or Fellowship Baptist or Love One Another Baptist or whatever it would be, you know, kind of a sideline. But anyway, so already we see that there's problems in the church. Divisions, then there's select human viewpoints, things that are being taught and said that violate Scripture. Now notice verse number 20, very important verse. So when you come together as a church assembly, therefore into one place, notice again, it's in one place. They're not scattered. They assemble and into one place. And by the way, you understand that this building does not make up a church. This building is not the church. Amen. The members are what make up the church. We can meet under the tree out here. There's no tree out here. There used to be a tree and we knocked it down. Okay. We can meet in trees by the lake back here and still have church because that's the assembly of believers. It's not the building, okay? But the point is, when we come together, wherever it is, notice what he says here. This is not to eat the Lord's Supper. I repeat, now remember, I'm not writing this. I'm just telling you what the Apostle Paul wrote under the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. When you come together into one place, if I could paraphrase, this is not the time to eat or partake of the Lord's Supper. Why, Paul? Because number one, there's divisions among you. If there's church fightings and factions, that is not the time to observe the Lord's Supper. If you're not united, if you're not together, Paul said, you don't observe the Lord's Supper. And number two, the other reason you don't observe the Lord's Supper, he says, if there's heresies among you, if there's false teachings, not just the groups of people fussing and fighting, that would probably bring about some false teachings, some heresies. Well, if there's some false teachings in that church, you don't observe the Lord's Supper. Now, I'm going to say this and save it and move on in our lesson because we're going to talk about this next week. We at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, we believe in what the Bible teaches about the Lord's Supper as closed communion. What do you mean by that, preacher? It's for members of that church only, okay? And not just members, the faithful members, okay? And I'll talk more about that next week. You cannot, according to this, you cannot observe the Lord's Supper if you even come from a different denomination. They believe different. Amen. Preacher, I may not like what you're saying, but it's true. Now remember, I didn't write this. Okay. I got a lot of people mad. I won't go into any detail. I'll say this, I will tell you this real quick. There were some people years ago, for our new members, y'all will appreciate this, or maybe you won't. Now, maybe our new members are going to leave church after I say this, okay? All right. they came from another Baptist church, and they visited for about 5 weeks. The church had split. Okay. And they were attending here for about 5 weeks. This was years ago. And they heard that, Israel was preaching or something. Well, somehow they heard about that we believed in closed communion, and that offended them because they believed that the Lord's Supper is open to everybody. By the way, it's the Lord's Supper. It's not a Christian ordinance. It's a church ordinance. And so much I'll teach more about this next week because we're going to have Lord's Supper next Sunday night. Okay. And so I actually went for 5 weeks into their homes. I had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. It was on a Thursday night, kind of like how we used to do cottage prayer meetings. And I took my Bible, and for 5 weeks, there were about 20 of them. And they had little meals prepared. It was real. I stayed there about an hour and a half for 5 weeks in a row. If I can jump ahead, that church today is not in existence, by the way. They kind of, use the word fizzle out if you get the picture, okay? Anyway, we love the preaching, we love the singing, we love everything about the church, preacher, but we can't handle this thing about what you teach about close communion. So I went for 5 weeks. And so help me, here's the last thing they said. That last week, I could not convince them because it had been so ingrained, and I did it as a way of love, and I didn't beat them over the head, here's what I believe the scripture, even taught them from history, historical point about, I'll save some of that for next week. Anyway, here's literally what they said. Preacher, we know what you're saying, and we know what we think you're saying the Bible's saying. And they didn't use the word, we don't care, but we're not going to change our mind. Daddy said this a long time ago, and it stuck with me. A man convinced against his will is unconvinced still. Okay, so they started their own church. Matter of fact, it's really neat. They started their own church. Y'all have heard this story. They called me a couple weeks after they started their own church. Say, Pastor, can we have some of your hymn books? Absolutely. So we had recently bought some new hymn books, these nice hymn, and we had a whole bunch of the older hymn books, you know, and it wasn't tore up, but they were the old ones. So I gave them about 30 of them hymn books. And they were using our hymn books in their church. And I wanted them to do well. I don't want to see any church that preaches the gospel to fizzle out, to use a lack of a better word. I want anybody who shares the gospel. Paul said, if they preach the gospel, God bless you. It's like those apostles who went to Jesus. And some of y'all may get mad at me. And they said, Jesus, will you tell them to hush? Remember the story? They're over there preaching. Will you tell them to hush because they're not with me? They're not in our group. Remember what? And Jesus rebuked his disciples. He says, no, you leave them alone. Okay? And Paul made the kind of same statement when he talks about, hey, even if they talk bad about me, I'm paraphrasing, even if they preach to my, what's the word I'm looking for, Danny Doug, to my, detriment? Yeah, even if you talk about me, I don't care. As long as the gospel is being preached, praise the Lord. And that's kind of the thing here about, again, this thing about open communion. There's what's called close communion. Close communion is people in that same group of fellowship. In other words, other Baptists who believe like we do. And then there's close communion. I don't want to get on this tangent because we'll talk about this next week. But I believe that's what the Bible teaches beyond any shadow of the doubt, because already he said, when you come together into one place, he mentions what a church is. He talks about tarry for one another. What about the thing, let me give you a what about church discipline? Can I go to another church and they discipline me, or can I vote that pastor out that I'm not a member? Are y'all following the thought?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.